January 4th, 2005. Great days. You can't plan great days with any degree of certainty. It just doesn't work. Life is too chaotic for that. Spend months planning for the big day, and it's the little things that shift out of alignment. You get sick, or it rains, or the florist brings the one flower that you're allergic to. These may be historic days in your life, and they may work out great, but they're not always the best. Don't get me wrong, there are great days, the ones that you remember for years to come. However, I've found that they come out of nowhere with little or no planning. The day I met my best friend, we went for a bike ride. That was a great day. It was 16 years ago, but I remember the conversation like it was yesterday. One day about a year and a half ago, a friend and I walked the entire length of Manhattan. All 11 plus miles from Battery Park to Inwood for no particular reason at all. That was a great day. Great days to me usually involve conversation. And end with a feeling that the future isn't so scary after all. I turned 30 today. Don't worry, it doesn't bother me. It's just an arbitrary measure of time based on how long it takes for the Earth to go around the Sun, and the fact that we use a base 10 number system because we've got 10 fingers and 10 toes. I was supposed to spend a day with my siblings, going to a museum and then getting some dinner, but their cat is gravely ill. So the plans were sunk and my birthday has become a normal day. I don't blame them or the cats, just one of those things. But that's alright, because tomorrow might be a great day waiting to happen. And if it is, that's the one I'll want to remember 16 years from now.